Almighty God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you gave the holy apostles many gifts and commanded them to feed your flock. Inspire all pastors to proclaim your word diligently and your people to receive it willingly, so that we may receive the crown of eternal glory through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The first lesson is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 14th chapter. A voice says, "Cry out." And I say, "What shall I cry?" All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and God's arm rules for God. God brings the reward, and preceding God is the recompense. God will feed the flock like a shepherd. God will gather the lambs in arm and carry them in the bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. This is the word of the Lord.
Our psalm for tonight is Psalm 84, in the front of your book, page 253. We will do the psalm as we did this morning, antiphonally, the odd verses on the left, on my left, and the even verses here on the right. And we will also use an antiphon, which is, "Come Holy Ghost, our souls inspire," which you might all know. If you want to find it, however, it's on page 472. It's a hymn 472. So you can have a finger in both of them. We will do four verses and then have the antiphon, four more with the antiphon, and so on. Let's start with the antiphon. Come Holy Ghost, our souls inspire. Just the first line. But that was very nice. The tone will go. How dear to me is your dwelling, O Lord of hosts. That's where we'll start, okay? So this side. How dear to me is your dwelling, O Lord of hosts. My soul has a desire and longing for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh rejoice in the living God. The sparrow has found her a house and the swallow a nest where she may lay her young. By the side of your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy are they who dwell in your house. They will always be praising you. Happy are the people whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on the pilgrim's way. Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire. Those who go through the desolate valley will find it a place of springs, for the early rains have covered it with pools of water.
A reading from Paul's second letter to Timothy, the fourth chapter. In the presence of God in Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and dead, and in view of Jesus appearing in the kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message, be persistent whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, Timothy, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, and carry out your ministry fully. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gospel verses found on page 150.
Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter. During supper, Jesus got up from table, took off his outer robe, tied a towel around himself, and poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. He wiped them with the towel that was tied about him. Jesus came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed has no need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For Jesus knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After Jesus had washed their feet, had taken up his robe and put it on, and returned to table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the gospel of the Lord. By this point in John's story, by the time Jesus is at table with those closest and most dear to him, by the time he takes off his outer garment and lays it down and takes up the bowl and the pitcher of water to pour it, by this time in the story, the water is deeply storied. To pour this water, all who see it splashing in the basin know also that Jesus has said to Nicodemus, unless you are born by water and the Spirit, you will not know abundant, authentic, eternal life. As the water is poured into the basin, all who see it splashing and feel its coolness know that it is water that Jesus offered to the woman at the well, offering not only to share a cup with this, the other, but offering water so deep that it would leap like a fountain up in her to life abundant, authentic, and unending. All who see Jesus pour this water know that it is water to which Jesus sent the one born blind, saying, go wash in the pool of the sent one, that you might see, that you might abide in me. And even at the tomb of Lazarus, water flowed. Water flowed down the faces of those who mourned his death, and water flowed from the eyes of Jesus. All of this water, baptismal water, leaping spirit water, healing water, weeping water, is gathered into the basin when Jesus rises from table, lays down his garment, and fills the basin with water. He strips as a servant would strip, and asks those who have called him teacher and Lord to let him serve them by washing their feet in this deeply storied water, and says to them, this is how you will love one another, my friends, by stripping yourself of that which would give you honor or privacy or protection or place in the world, and laying it down as the shepherd would lay down his life for the sheep. The world will know you love one another when you, like I, Jesus says, are stripped of all that the world has placed upon you and come to one another naked, bearing nothing but the bowl of storied water, water of birthing and rebirthing, of spirit leaping, of grief weeping. The world will know we love one another when we on hands and knees offer this cleansing, this bath, these shared tears, this life-giving spirit to one another. But at this point in the story, it has not yet all been told. There is yet another water in John's gospel, and we see it in the basin tonight. It is the water that flows from the side of Jesus along with blood when he is pierced, lifted up, crucified. The world will know we love one another when the storied water we bear to each other is also the story of the death of Jesus. And we are washed in that story and that water. Why do we call a pastor? I think we call a pastor to remind us of this story. It isn't that we couldn't tell the story to one another, but we'd forget. And so we call out one from among us whose work it is to tell us the story again and again. Over glasses of cold water shared at table, on hikes where rivers flow and waterfalls, in times of weeping, we call a pastor to remind us that all of the water that is around and within us is storied water. It is the story of Jesus, his life, his death, and his resurrection. We call a pastor in order to invite us again to the waters of our baptism, to splash it on us. Not that we couldn't splash water on one another, not that we aren't called to forgive one another, but we forget. We call a pastor to fill the chalice of wine and water to drink, that we might drink of the crucified one and be buried with him and thus raised. It isn't that we couldn't fill the chalice ourselves, but we'd forget. So tonight we celebrate that we have called one out from among us whose primary work is this: to tell the story of the water, to fill the basin, to hand us the towel, to fill the cup, to repeat the promise, and so to empower us to be to one another what Christ Jesus is first to us, servant stripped of all the world would give, servant whose life is poured out and laid down for the sake of others, servant who is lifted up and who is raised from the dead by God. We give thanks to God for the storied water, for the storied cup, for this storied people, and for sending among us one who will remind us of what we have been called to be: servant friends, beloved of God. Amen. We rise to sing the sermon hymn, Love Consecrates the Humblest Act, 122. 122.
Thousands of visitors and volunteers here each year. After prayerful deliberation, Fullness of God Lutheran Church and the Synod Council of the Eastern Washington Idaho Synod have elected Jeffrey Merkel as Village Pastor to Holden Village and Parish Pastor of Fullness of God. In the Gospel of John, chapter 21, after the risen Lord has appeared to the disciples at early dawn in Galilee beside the sea, we read the following. When they had eaten, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than they do?" "Of course, Master, you know I love you," he replies. "Then keep feeding my lambs," Jesus tells him. Jesus asks him again for a second time, "Simon, John's son, do you love me?" "Yes, Master, you know I love you," he replies. "Keep shepherding my sheep." Jesus says to him a third time, "Simon, John's son, do you love me?" Peter was hurt that he had asked him for the third time, "Do you love me?" And he says to him, "Master, you know everything. You know I love you." Jesus says to him, "Keep feeding my sheep. I swear to God, when you were young, you used to gather your cloak about you and go where you wanted to go. But when you have grown old, you'll stretch out your arms, and someone else will get you ready and take you where you don't want to go." He said this to indicate what kind of death Peter would honor God. And after saying this, Jesus adds, "Keep following me." Jeff, in the presence of this assembly, will you commit yourself to this new trust, responsibility, and promise to discharge your duties in harmony with the constitutions of the Church?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you preach and teach in accordance with the Holy Scriptures and the confessions of the Lutheran Church?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you love, serve, and pray for God's people? Will you nourish them with the Word and Holy Sacraments, leading them by your own example in the use of the means of grace, in faithful service and holy living?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you give faithful witness in the world, that God's love may be known in all that you do?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Almighty God, who has given you the will to do these things, graciously give you the strength and compassion to perform them. Amen. I invite you all to rise. And you, the people of God, will you receive this messenger of Jesus Christ, sent by God to serve God's people with the gospel of hope and salvation? Will you regard him as a servant of Christ and a steward of God's mysteries? If so, answer, we will.
We will.
The office of village pastor is now committed to you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to kneel. This is a time of blessing, Jeff, for this ministry, and I invite those of you who are close to lay a hand on his hand, on his head, or on his shoulder. I invite the rest of you to fill in and to connect with one another, so that together we are laying hands on Jeff as best we can. Let us prepare to bless. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do God's will, working in you that which is pleasing in God's sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us remain standing and close by for the prayer.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs.
Let us thank Jesus for gifts of love using the song, Send Me, Lord.
Send me, Lord.
Send me, Jesus.
Send me.
Jesus, send me, Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, as we complete our worship tonight, we rejoice because you have joined us to yourself. You call us to give ourselves in service to a world deeply in need of love and transformation. With your Spirit, we are set free from serving ourselves alone, for we hear you calling, and you call us to new life. Lead me, Lord.
Lead me, Jesus.
Lead me.
Jesus Christ, we have been filled in this past hour. You join us to one another. You shape us by your holy word. You bring us to table in a feast that never ends. Lord, turn us to those who are not filled. Grant that your life in us overflow to the whole earth without fear of anything ever being lost or emptied.
Fill me, Lord.
Fill me, Jesus.
Fill me, Jesus. Fill me, Jesus. Fill me.
Fill me, Lord.
Fill me, Jesus. Fill me, Jesus. Fill me. Jesus Christ, once again this evening we have sat at your feet deep in love. And now we are sent forth to our tasks once again. Clothe us in grace that rejoicing in this bath, this word, and this meal, we may serve those yet to come, drawing the water, speaking the words of love, and setting the table as you have done for us. Send me, Lord,
send me, Jesus,
send me, Jesus, send me, Jesus, send me,
send me, Lord,
send me, Jesus, send me, Jesus, send me, Jesus, send me.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Go in peace, love, and serve God.
Thanks be to God.